Hi, and welcome to the Work in Estonia Talks podcast, where we talk with both expats who work in Estonia and their Estonian colleagues. We cover two sides of the spectrum, sharing how has the experience been for someone who has moved to Estonia from abroad, and how do their Estonian co-workers see it from their perspective. My name is Tiina Pärtel, and my guests today are from the company ABB. Gerda Markus is an Estonian whose role at ABB is to lead talent acquisition and advancement and to coordinate university relations, employer branding and early talent programs in Baltics. So many titles. And Rahul Poola grew up in India. He has been living in Estonia for 7 years already and he has been working in ABB for 4 years. He is working there currently as a mechanical design engineer. And my first question for you, Gerda, is could you give us a brief overview of ABB, the company you both are working for the listeners who are not familiar with it?
Hello from my side. ABB is a leading global technology company that energizes the transformation of society and industry to achieve a more productive and sustainable future. And we have 130 years of experience doing that already, operating in 100 countries together with 105,000 dedicated employees across the globe. In Estonia, all the business areas are also present, including then electrification business, motion, process automation and robotics. And we also have in Estonia global business services that, for example, provide HR services for our countries, our businesses in Scandinavian countries and Baltics. And in Estonia, actually, we are celebrating this year 13th anniversary. And we strongly believe that diverse teams are the core of our success story.
Okay, that's really good to hear because we are here with Rahul, who represents that diverse team. And Rahul, could you tell us a bit about how did you decide to move to Estonia? And I know you studied in Estonia first before starting to work here. So how did you find out about this possibility?
I came because of studying in Estonia, of course. I was working in New Delhi, India, and I was going to the office like a regular day. And I found there were like a job, study fair. I saw that advertisement on the tuk-tuk, you know, this three-tire tuk-tuk. So it was mentioned they're going to be study in Estonia in some hotel. So yeah, I was chasing this auto tuk-tuk and I ended up to the hotel and when I entered, there were like many universities stalls and there were like many representatives. So at some corner, like one guy, he was from Estonia. He asked me, "What are you looking for? Or we have some study offer for you." So I shared my educational background, and he proposed me the course in TalTech. Then I asked him, like, "Where is Estonia?" He said, like, "Oh, you are very bad in geography." So he made that basically joke. So I checked this course and applied. And when I called to my father, "Father, I want to go to Estonia." And he asked me, "Where is Estonia?" And I said, same thing. "Oh, Dad, you are very bad in geography." So I checked it and I applied and I got selected and I ended up here.
Wow, that seems like a road full of chances. Had you ever thought about learning or studying abroad before?
Not actually, because I was studying in India and I was working in India. So that time I didn't get any thought about it. It was so sudden.
Okay. And how were your first impressions when you arrived to Estonia?
First impression was very different than India. Like, I still remember my first day. I just booked my flight and took my luggage. And when I landed to Estonia, it was so quiet. in starting, I was feeling like, there's some kind of national holiday. Why people are not on the roads? It's so empty. And it was my initial day. Then I later realized about more deep in Estonian life and Estonian people.
Gerda, what do you actually look for when you bring in foreign talents to your company?
As I mentioned, we really strongly believe that diverse teams are the ones who support the businesses, the companies to really achieve the goals and be successful. And therefore, I would say that this kind of diverse knowledge base is something that we are looking for while hiring for agents. And also creativity and innovation, as hiring international employees brings people who have various experiences and definitely different perspectives, since they can come from entirely different places. The blending of ideas and perspectives from various cultures is the best possible recipe for creativity and innovation that's can take the company to new heights as well. And not only does an international workforce lead to more creativity and productivity in the workplace, but it also helps to build a rich and more fulfilling workplace culture for all employees, actually. And this contributes to improving the productivity and growth of the organization.
And you mentioned a couple of times that you value the diverseness of the team. So how multicultural is ABB overall?
It is really multicultural. As I mentioned, we operate in more than 100 countries, and so we have over 100,000 employees across the world. But talking about Estonia, we have up to 30 different nationalities nowadays working here in Estonia. And so we are really proud of that. And so I would say that it makes the working culture really kind of, it's not only the word international, it really is. It's like more than a job. It's a multicultural environment that we are working and learning each other every day, something new about people, culture, backgrounds and also the positive things that people bring along.
Rahul, you mentioned that you told us the story how you found out about the opportunity to come to Estonia, how you arrived in Estonia. But in the past, is it now 7 years that you lived in Estonia? What have you discovered about Estonians? How different are they from people back home?
If I compare the people from my home country and here in Estonia, I found many different things between them. I realized Estonian people are more calm, they're more silent and more peaceful. They like peace, and of course everyone likes peace, but on the roads it's so peaceful. But if I compare to my country, life is so active. You can see the noise from everywhere. People are talking, people are honking on the roads and chatting. So this is a difference I found between those people between my country and Estonian people. And there's one more big difference between them. Estonian people, they take time to trust you. Of course, they are silent in the starting, but when they start believing you, then they are really open up with you. So this is the very good thing I learned about Estonian people. Yeah, in starting they take time, but when they start, then you cannot stop them.
does the same thing apply to the working culture for Estonia and the working environment?
For me, yes. When I started the job, when I started working in ABB, starting 2 weeks were hard for me because, I started work as a test engineer. I started working in the production. So the production people, they were thinking like, how this guy gonna communicate with us, because maybe there's a language barrier or whatever. So it was hard for me to learn all the names of the people. But slowly, after 2 weeks, I became friend with them, and they were speaking maybe in Russian. They go, oh, like, hello, darova, druk, let's go for chai or tea or yeah. So I learned many Estonian words from them, and they taught me many things about Estonia. So yeah, I learned a lot with them, and it was good experience. Yeah, they took time, but yeah, we are friends now.
Do you still remember some of the expressions or words that you learned from them?
I don't want to repeat those words because production people they use different words.
Okay.
But yeah, for Estonian, like I learned this mustel heme saba valgel heme taga valgel heme taga mustel heme saba.
Whoa.
Something like that, yeah.
That's advanced. That's pretty good. That means something like a tail after a black cow and a cow after a black tail and something along those lines. Gerda, overall in ABB, how do you help internationals feel part of the company?
I would say that each business really tries to be very flexible, considering the background of the candidates, who have we hired, and also the country they are from, and either they have family traveling with us and so on. So each business take this under consideration, and then kind of trying to be really flexible, supporting, for example, even finding accommodation or then also schools for the kids and so on. So this is something we really take as our responsibility to support fully and help the person to relocate and also onboard to the culture and to the company. And we have also global mobility team. Global mobility is the key element actually of career development at ABB, and one of the primary possibilities of sharing and transferring knowledge. As a global company, mobility is essential for ABB to achieve its strategic goals and sustain business success by ensuring it has the right people in the right place at the right time. And for that, actually, we have also global mobility team who is supporting in a variety of different activities. Also, we have internal platforms for the people who come from other countries. We find that this is supporting and helping them to understand better about the country, and also there are some contacts, for example, even work in Estonia sites, and also how they can benefit from these kind of collaborations and partners as well. That's we do the partnering. And also we are using external service providers who help us in immigration activities, for example, to support a person relocating and also onboarding, even going to the airport, picking up the newcomer and so on. So different options. And as I mentioned in the very beginning, that we're really trying to be flexible and take into consideration different aspects about the person who is coming to work for ABB Estonia.
Do you personally actually remember when Rahul first came to ABB, and how has your first impressions changed over time?
I would say that in general, all the colleagues that come from abroad, so I would say they are really bright-eyed and friendly, who are really motivated. They have high motivation to contribute to the company's success, and I have actually learned a lot from them to be really more open, as they are really open towards everyone and everything, and they have this kind of courage, even showing the courage while relocating to another country. So this is really challenging. If I consider myself, then then this might be really scary, I would say. And I remember then I met Rahul, and it seemed really that he's really adapting quickly into the culture and into the environment, and is really, really calm. So, and every time when I meet Rahul on corridors in ABB, so he's always smiling and really friendly. So it's always nice to meet colleagues like Rahul.
Thank you. Thank you.
Rahul, how do you feel? How much has living in Estonia changed you?
I learned so many things in Estonia. In 7 years, I changed many things. Like if I start with my hobbies, I can spend time on my hobbies in Estonia. After work, there is lots of time which I can spend on myself. I started walking in the forest, which I never did in my home country. I like nature more than before. I like to go to the near to the lake and walking in the forest, cycling or hiking. It changed me a lot, actually. I can go to the forest for some time for meditation, and if I want to read, I mean, like, I can see lots of change in my life after coming in Estonia.
This sounds really charging. Another thing I'm interested about asking is, you mentioned that you started in ABB from the production side, and today you're working as the mechanical design engineer. So how did that happen?
It happened in after the 6 month when I joined this test engineer position. There were some vacancy, and I was writing my thesis. I chose the topic from ABB, and I gave an interview. There were open position for R&D engineer, R&D mechanical design engineer. I applied for that position, and Gerda, she took my interview with my manager, Karel, and they selected me, and I got opportunity to work as a research and development design mechanical engineer. And I came to the office, and then my journey began as a mechanical design engineer here in ABB.
Wow, okay. And then you changed your environment as well. As you said, you came to the office. So how has been your experience connecting with your colleagues and with your Estonian colleagues?
Yeah, in starting again, it took a little bit time when I started. And I started with the four new design engineers. And my colleagues, they were very, very helpful. They were teaching me a lot without any restrictions. I mean, I never found any kind of stoppage from their side. Whenever I asked some question, they were like always ready to help me to learn new things. They shared their experience, and beside that, they also taught me many things about my, like, yeah, daily task style. Yeah, it was good experience.
And Gerda, you mentioned before a bit about what you've learned from working with Rahul and with other internationals, but are there any interesting stories or experiences that you remember, or surprising things that you've learned from your international colleagues?
I'm not sure if this is surprising, but as I mentioned, it's always good to meet them, even in the corridors. And I remember that once I went, I was planning my trip to Italy together with my team, and it was our first time in Napoli, and so we didn't know where to go or either we should go there and so on. So one of our colleagues actually even planned the trip and made the roadmap and advised us where to go, where not to go due to safety reasons. And so what to eat and what to buy and so on. So it was really nice how they take also care of you if you need or ask their help. So it's always nice to collaborate with them.
Well, talking about food, Rahul, have you had the chance to try Estonian food, and what do you think about it?
I started with this tatar.
Tatar, yeah. Okay, buckwheat.
Yeah, buckwheat. yeah, it was my first Estonian food when I arrived to Estonia. But later I cooked the buckwheat in Indian style. I added Indian spices and Indian things. But later I found, not found, but my colleague suggested me this sausage, which is very famous during Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Blood sausage, yeah, yeah. Very worst.
Yeah, yeah. I tried those ones and yeah, potatoes and I don't remember this dish name, but I tried many things like salad, Estonian salad, and yeah, it's hard to remember.
Okay. Are there any other Estonian things or traditions that you've experienced that you found surprising?
Yeah, actually, Jaanipäev, it's soon coming. Yeah,
luckily, the midsummer day.
Jaanipäev was one of the most rememberable event which happened with me. So I went with my Estonian friends. I visited a countryside called Pedaspea.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there and we did this big bonfire.
Oh.
And next year we went to Rumu.
Oh,
and
okay.
And Rumu people, they were diving in a sea, and they were grilling and chilling and having fun, music. It was amazing experience. And
did you want diving as well?
No, actually, I'm still learning how to swim. But yeah, after a couple of shots, they were asking me, Rahul, jump. I said, no. Then my mother told me, if your friend will say to jump, would you jump? Then I remember that that thing, but I couldn't jump. Yeah. And I remember one more good time. I went to Saaremaa during New Year evening. So after partying, like next day we went to frozen sea.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
The sauna, after sauna, like we went to this frozen sea. It was very nice experience. So I'm used to sauna now. I take sauna like twice and thrice in a week.
Wow. Okay, that's intense. Cool. Gerda, what do you think, what should Rahul experience more in Estonia? Are there some Estonian things that you hope that he will experience, or your other international colleagues or other internationals listening to it? Putting you on the spot.
Hard to say even. I don't know how adventurous Rahul is as well.
I want to add something.
Okay.
Yeah. Here in Estonia, I started, I learned about grilling.
Mm,
next
barbecue.
To the, yeah, barbecue, okay. Next to the lakeside. Uh-huh. And I explore about this Estonian small towns like Elva, Holtsama.
Oh. You've seen a lot of places.
Rapla, Rapina, Rasina, somewhere near Tartu. Those are very beautiful. And I also try to learn Estonian dance. I joined the Estonian dance classes, so I still remember some Estonian dance steps. Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive that you've done so much. Yeah. That's really cool.
Even I went for cycling with my colleagues. In started, they said like, okay, Rahul, it will be only 40 kilometers. Then I remember we bike around 100 kilometers approximate in 2 hours.
Wow. But had you cycled before in India?
Is it common? I was just going for a school. I was using cycle for going to school and coming back from school to home. Not more than 20 kilometers.
And I would say that's it's definitely worth to also visit our islands. Definitely. I don't know if you have visited Saaremaa or Hiiumaa. And so we have these fantastic different festivals going on in Estonia. For example, this weekend we had this street food festival in Lauluväljak. So different these kind of events I would recommend to visit and experience that.
Mm, those are good recommendations. Besides experiencing Estonia, Gerda, do you have any tips for other companies for hiring and onboarding internationals?
And first of all, it's not a secret that we have a major shortage of highly skilled workers in many fields in Estonia, especially in science, technology and engineering. And I would say that hiring abroad helps to mitigate these challenges. And though the process of hiring foreigners is not without its challenges, it is well worth an effort, and our experience with hired internationals, international talents confirms it. And I would just recommend them to be really open for these opportunities, seek for different challenges, how to attract talents abroad, and how to hire them, and also support the relocation and onboarding afterwards. And the main thing really is to be flexible and open for different cultures. And I can assure that this will definitely make the company culture as well more, having more varieties in there as well. So,
Rahul, from your perspective, what would be your advice and tips for others who are coming to either study or work in Estonia?
I would recommend to all foreigner people, like who are coming to Estonia, maybe from, let's say, if they are coming from Asian country, then I would say they should study a little bit more about Estonia, how the life gonna be here. If people are coming for studies, then it is more easier. Then people are coming for employment, or if they want to settle here, because as a student, like people learn more. They have to admit this fact.
Why do you say that?
Because as a foreigner people, like it took a little bit time for myself as well to adopt all the things. The social life, the real challenge is the social life, to make a good social life. In India, it's very easy to make a social life. You can go to the events, you can meet the people every day. You can speak, you can chat with your friends. But here in Estonia, it takes time. It takes time to adapt all the things. So if they will spend their time here to learn more about the Estonian people, maybe in starting to think, why people are not talking to me, why they're not helping me. No, it's not like that. They want to talk with you. Of course, they want to help you, but it takes time. So they have to understand this fact before. And they have to be prepared for the winter in Estonia. Sometimes temperature goes minus 25, even below that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are the things people should keep in mind.
As you mentioned, the winter. So how has your experience been in the past?
To be honest, I like winter. I like winters. Because where I came from, right now temperature is 48 degrees Celsius.
Right now. Oof. Okay.
So you can imagine. So winters. I like winters. Mm-hmm.
That's good to know, because winter is a big part of Estonia.
Yeah.
I recently discovered myself that I'm wearing winter boots most of the time of the year. So,
But I would say the people should also not care about their social securities. Estonian government gives very nice social securities. Yeah, so they can find the kindergarten for their children if they are planning to have a family here. It's easy. It's easy. And they can find any kind of food what they want to cook at home, because Estonia is importing many foreigner stuff as well. So even for the Asian people, like they can find the Asian food here, Asian spices or whatever they want to cook, like they can cook here as well. So it's not a big challenge with the food. But they have to be prepared. They have to study before coming here. They should know like what they're gonna get here. It's not very hard, really.
Okay. Is there anything you miss from India, from back home?
Of course, my mom and dad.
Okay, family. Yeah.
But yeah, there are many things. Maybe some sweets I cannot find here in Estonia. Some sweets which I try to cook by myself.
Ah, okay. Interesting. What do they have inside, or how, why are they special?
Because how to say, in India they make it with the milk. It's milk product. They added some ingredients, or every festival has a different sweets. So yeah, it's hard to cook all of them or make all of them together. Yeah.
Okay. Another question about India is actually, is there anything you wish Estonians would know about India or Indians?
India is very huge. Like, as all the people know, there are 1.4 billion people right now. And Indians are friendly. They are very eager to know new things. They like to talk with you more. They like to spend, they like to exchange their experience with you. And they want to taste, you know, they want to make you taste their own food sometimes. They eat spices. What else? There are more than 200 languages in India. I would say like sub-languages. Every 200 kilometers, their food change. Their languages changes. Their languages change. And like, you can see the diversity if you travel every 200 kilometer in India. We have many tourist spots. If you like mountains, you can go to the north and you can find the beautiful mountains. And you can go somewhere south and you can find very nice beaches as well. Yeah, it depends really what you want, where you want to go. It's too wide. Yeah. And Indian people are more social people. They like to be in a family. This is also one difference actually I found here between Estonian life and Indian life. In India, people, they want to live with their family. For example, son, daughter, son's family. They stay with the grandparents at the same house. Usually they don't leave their home. It's very... Nowadays, actually, the trend is changing, but still people like to live with their parents there, and they live together. They celebrate the festival together.
Yeah, that's something I would say is quite different from Estonia, yeah. Where people...
And you know your neighbor.
Yeah, that's also different.
You know the neighbor. All the neighbor knows you by your name and they greet you every day. Even shopkeepers, they know you by your name and...
They greet you. So they all have good memories. And, yeah.
If you go, like, suppose for me, like, if I go outside from my home, I meet like 20 people on my way.
Oh, wow.
Which I know all, I remember all their names and they also remember my name. Yeah, this is also one difference between there and here.
Wow. It's been really interesting to hear about India, about the daily life and the insights about ABB. Is there anything else you would like to add before we say goodbye to our listeners?
I would say that for those who are planning to or considering opportunities in Estonia, I would say that it's worth to try, definitely. You shouldn't be afraid of the cold winter or people who are a bit maybe building a wall. Between at first, but as Rahul mentioned, and if you get to know us, then we are really loyal to our friends and connections. So definitely one place to come to work as well.
Yeah, I also want to add, if you are coming here for work with your family, don't be afraid. You will find all the ways. You will get the time for your family. You will get that time for yourself after working. And there are many activities. There are many, many things which you can do with your family. So the life is really good in Estonia.
Thank you both for being my guests today and for opening up your lives and your everyday doings. And from the podcast side, you can find Work in Estonia Talks on social media. Just search for Work in Estonia on LinkedIn, Instagram and other platforms, or go to workinestonia.com, where you can also find hundreds of job advertisements. Until next time, bye.
Goodbye. Thank you. Bye.